Now you have arrived at Walking Stick Park. It opened in 2007 as a tribute to Sigulda's most famous souvenir and town symbol, the walking stick. For over 200 years, locals crafted walking sticks for sale to tourists who used them to trek through the hills within the pristine valley of the Gauya River. Travellers' guidebooks of the 19th century proclaim the walking stick could be the mighty hand when walking around the valley. You may buy one from any boy in the area. Initially, the sticks were very simple. One end of a hazel tree or a buckthorn branch was peeled and bent for use as a handle. The remainder of the stick remained unpeeled. Later, at the beginning of the 20th century, a Sigulda became a centre for summer lodgings and recreation. Ledger walks along the alpine trails set up by Sigulda Manor owner Prince Kropotkin grew in popularity. Thus, making and selling canes became a notable source of income for the local peasants. Weekend trips to Sigulda became very common in the 1920s and 30s, as travelling and getting to know one's land was notably promoted. The demand for walking sticks grew exponentially. The walking sticks can be made from hazelnut tree, juniper, buckthorn, willow, cherry wood, or any other tree that is flexible enough to bend into a handle. First, the stick is steamed, then peeled, bent, and fixed around a wooden mould. When the cane is dried, it is then decorated, painted, and varnished. Originally, the steaming, peeling, polishing, and bending was the work of men, and the decoration, painting, and varnishing was done by women and teens. Upper-class gentlemen wanted their walking sticks colourful and appealing. During the Soviet era, after World War II, tourism resurged and the making of walking sticks expanded again. Modern ink made the canes more colourful. A special wood-burning tool was used to create Latvian symbols, popular patterns including needles, waves, suns, dots, and rhomboid combinations, as well as some unique to Sigulda, such as sawtooth, butterfly, bug, and devil's head. The stick-making trade was passed on from one generation to another. Then, as now, entire families were devoted to doing just what, which means that even today you can still bring home a cherished memento from Sigulda, a walking stick.
The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.